The House Democrats' proposal of a $3 trillion coronavirus aid package includes nearly $900 billion for state and local governments. And this comes as cities and towns scramble to develop budgets for their next fiscal year. As Jay Price of WUNC in North Carolina reports, those local governments are trying to do this while also figuring out exactly how much this outbreak will cost them.
The pandemic is expected to cut into nearly every source of local government revenue, from utility payments to taxes on retail sales, hotel rooms, and restaurant meals. Tony McDowell is Asheville's assistant director of finance and has worked on budgets there for two decades.
The decline in some of our revenues in the short term, at least, are going to be beyond, I think, what any of us have ever seen before, A, and then B, we just don't know how long this is going to go on and how quickly the economy is going to recover after this.
McDowell says he's never experienced this kind of uncertainty while trying to put together a budget. At the North Carolina League of Municipalities, Executive Director Paul Meyer said the picture is murky and has changed quickly.
We are anticipating 25% decline in sales tax receipts for cities and towns. Now that number we're thinking is probably closer to 30-35%, and sales tax makes up about a third of the average city budget.
One clue will be how much sales tax receipts are down in the first quarter, which nationally showed the sharpest decline in economic activity since the Great Depression. But it takes about 3 months for sales tax money to work down from the state to local governments. Myers said whatever the final numbers, the hit will be sharp.
And then in 2020, 2021, we'll see unpaid property taxes start to kick in.
Property taxes are the main source of revenue for local governments. Meyer said that without federal aid to replace lost revenue, the effects of the pandemic will likely exceed those in the last major economic downturn a decade ago. Revenue problems could drag on for years, and local governments could shed employees and spend less on job-creating construction.
That's where local governments end up extending the recession. Again, that was a pattern that we saw in 2008-2010, same thing.
Others are looking to the Great Depression for lessons about what to expect. In the 1930s, 62 counties and 152 North Carolina towns and cities couldn't pay their debts. Many went bankrupt. Ironically, because North Carolina's local governments fared so badly then, most are better positioned to face this crisis than their peers in almost any other state. In response to the Depression, the state took control of the prisons, schools, and road building, and it formed a commission to oversee local government's finances.
They literally review in detail the external financial statements and other reports that every government in the state has to provide.
That allows them to catch potential problems, says Greg Allison of the University of North Carolina's School of Government.
Governments that are either in financial distress, and there's a variety of reasons why that was happening even before the pandemic, or those that are kind of on the edge of it, that one misstep or one problem could really get them in trouble.
Even before the pandemic, the commission had put dozens, mainly small towns, on a watch list. State Treasurer Dale Falwell heads the commission.
Now we're faced, obviously, with a pandemic where the expenses of a lot of these municipalities are staying the same, possibly even going up, but the revenues are going to collapse.
Among other things, the commission requires local governments to build savings to cushion against unexpected problems. But Paul Meyer said even fund balances regarded as healthy only represent 2 or 3 months of operations and could quickly be used up in such a major downturn unless the local governments get help.
Once they eat into that, there'll only be two options, and that'll be cutting services, which will equal personnel, or raising taxes on what's left.
And what's left will be people and businesses with less income to afford those taxes. For Here and Now, I'm Jay Price.